Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago that Matt Rhule revealed in an interview with Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald that he would be open to changing up the philosophy that Nebraska has used for many years in terms of non-conference scheduling.
Very political way of describing it, John.
I mean, it's true. Nebraska, for the most part, for many years now, has had a somewhat similar philosophy on non-conference scheduling. You find a good home-and-home contract with another power conference school, and then you probably schedule a couple of group of five teams, or maybe it's a group of five team and an FCS team, but you get those games at home, so that you're always guaranteed to have at least seven home games, depending on how the schedule breaks out. Six or seven home games, usually seven. And that's been the basic philosophy for several years. And because of differing philosophies, obviously the playoff changing, the thought process is, well, we don't need to have that kind of scheduling anymore. And as a program that's trying to build some success and build some wins,
build back better,
maybe taking a page out of the Bill Snyder playbook from many, many years ago, where Bill Snyder infamously always scheduled, dare I say, cream puffs, the cream puff diet.
Yeah, and on top of that, I would add, in a expanded playoff again in a few years when it goes to 14, and you know you have to get into the top three, that you know the focus entirely would be based off of that.
For the most part,
which,
yeah.
Honestly, you would think in theory could lend itself to tougher non-conference scheduling, but I digress.
It could. But Sam McEwen in his Rewind, Weekend Rewind column, essentially used the Michigan example as a reason why this is the right formula. As he pointed out, Wolverines didn't play a single non-conference road game in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
All 3 years they made the playoff. In all three seasons, they played their first four games at home. They finished 12-0. Meanwhile, Nebraska was 5-7 in similar non-conference games. Played two on the road, also had a neutral site game as well. As Sam writes, Harbaugh applied Bill Snyder thinking to his schedules and won. Nebraska was stuck thanks to its insistence on the Ireland game, 50th anniversary of the game of the century, and its openness to non-Saturday Big Ten contests back in its 80s and 90s thinking. Huskers don't have to do anything Snyder, Harbaugh, or P.J. Fleck wouldn't do for years. It's part of why Nebraska coach Matt Rhule is open to rethinking non-conference games against Tennessee, Oklahoma, and more if other power conference programs aren't willing to commit to similar tests. And that is the key, right? And that is the reason why Josh and I have been very much against this idea. It's the old, well, everyone else is doing it, we should do it too. And I get it. It does make sense from a scheduling philosophy. You're not going to need it. But if we're encouraging this and we're signing off of it as okay, we as consumers are going to get lesser games in the month of September. That's just a fact.
Yeah, our criticism, you know, because I was reading some of the discourse that surrounded it today, it's less about Nebraska, though they are the obvious and easy jumping off point for us, given sure. what Rhule has said. The criticism on my end is the sport at large. You know, and I love Dave Bartu. And we had him on a couple of weeks ago. I think he expected to get us in kind of this gotcha territory where it was like, don't you want Nebraska to do this? And don't you want Nebraska to compete for championships? And our point entirely is not about ease of scheduling. It's about me being a selfish football fan and wanting better games.
Why? Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, so my criticism is less about Nebraska and it's more about the sport at large. And to go along with what you just said, well, everybody else is doing it, to then I would say, that's great. So why can't we ask everybody else to actually schedule tougher? That's what I would, that would be the best of all of the worlds.
And again, and I'm not saying that power conference schools should just beef up all their non-conference schedules. Also, what I'm saying is, I think a the current or former Nebraska philosophy is a good one. You find a peer opponent so you can visit new places, have new places visit you, places like Tennessee, for example, Oregon mm-hmm. in recent years, or in the case of Oklahoma, you know, it was a nice callback to 50 years ago. That's what college football should be about. But instead, we're allowing the end game to warp everyone's thinking. And it's like, oh, no, we just need to rack up wins. Well, yeah, great. But it makes the sport less enjoyable. And that's where we're coming from on this. And so the idea is to get everybody to buy into that philosophy versus just the easy, well, they're doing it too. And here's the other problem. So far, no one else is doing it too, except for Michigan. Georgia still has all those teams they have left on their schedule, and Texas and Alabama and some of the different places.
I think the big fear that I have is, so going back all the way to, what, 2-3 weeks ago in the whole Chattel column, the thing that you and I glommed on to, and I know others did too, was when he mentions games like Tennessee, Arizona, I believe even Oklahoma in the future, and how those games are probably going to get jettisoned. Because if that's the case here, you know, should we be giving Georgia and Alabama and Texas, should we be giving them their flowers right now because they might actually end up doing the same? All we're doing is basing this off of one column right now. Because as a few people have pointed out, did Chattel theorize that, or did Rule say that to him and Chattel just didn't put it in Rule's own words? He didn't directly quote him, but either the assumption was made, which I think would be a fair assumption for the record.
Well,
because the games that are fewer or that are further down the line, those are much easier to cancel.
Sure.
They can't cancel the Colorado game, and they wouldn't want to. They already made the trip out there. The Cincinnati game, that's less than 24 months away. But once you start getting into 26, 27, 28, 29, and beyond, those ones are easier to reschedule because they are truly years in advance.
Well, don't forget, and we'll find out more details in a book that's supposed to come out later this year, there was an attempt to try to get rid of one of these games.
Within a year of that game being played.
Within months of that game being played. So never say never. Anything's possible. Didn't Michigan cancel their series? Who were they supposed to play?
UCLA. They're supposed to play UCLA last year.
Didn't they cancel it?
Yeah, I don't know the timeline.
But it was... It wasn't 3 years or 4 years in advance. I think
it was, oddly enough. It was 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, they canceled the 22 and 23 games.
Never mind.
What was your question, Nick?
I would say, when the TV companies give the schools money, is it just a lump sum and they're just like, here you go, here's money, or is that based off of ratings?
It's just
it's just based off, you know, the contract's a contract. They're getting paid no matter what.
Cool. Because I can't imagine that this would be scheduling like this, any school would be good for any ratings anywhere.
So,
then when it times to come to renegotiate these contract terms, I could see.
Well,
them
and that's
to give
see, that's
much.
The one entity that could put a little pressure on the whole enterprise, and that is television and them insisting, hey, we want more good on good. We don't want to be, you know, airing Michigan Central Michigan on Big Noon Kickoff. We don't want that.
But you know why it's okay? And this is what a lot of people have said over the last few weeks, and I will hear this argument too. I'm not going to go all the way with them, but with Oregon and Washington and USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten, or Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC, it's almost like it's additional non-conference games because they are not traditionally of those leagues. They're not of the Big Ten. They're not of the SEC. And so while they are losing, you know, an extra game in the non-con, and the number is still saying it 9 in the Big Ten or 8 in the SEC, given new opponents, it feels a little like that.
Oh, it'll feel different, but you're still going to get the same volume of big versus little competition because no one's increasing the number of the conference games that they're playing.
Correct.
Now, the SEC might eventually do it. At least it sounded like there might be some momentum going up to 9 here in the next few years.
Yeah.
But until that actually happens.
O-Trips, who's a Creighton fan,
we don't know if that's going to be there.
Says, I don't know why Nebraska schedules years in advance, because the sport schedules years in advance. It's not a Nebraska thing. It's everyone.
It's been done. I mean, that's just been football's way forever.
Yeah.
That's the sport
where these
allows.
Schedules are set up
as
years in advance.
The sport schedule allows, indeed. Dave Fight says, it's more likely that the TV partners will just move a few conference matchups to the early weeks to spread out the content they're already paying for. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the SEC's been doing that for years.
And they certainly could.
Yeah.
But the other part of it, and we can get into this on the other side before we invite Mitch Sherman to the Grum, is what the proposed playoff format going to do? Does it encourage the cream puff diet or not?
Mm.
Because that's something that's brand new that we've not had before.
Yeah. Also, when we return, a sports flash. Stay tuned.
Are we doing more J-splaining?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
We'll do it next, Nick. We'll do it next.
Okay.
1620 The Zone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.